Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Roberta.
Hi, how are you? Where are you right now, by the way? What's the particular location are you in?
Bitch, I'm currently in Bakersfield, California. I said, oh, my Lord. I said,
people in Bakersfield know that you're making that face about them behind the scenes? Are you going to go on stage and be like, ooh, Baker, see you a fake asshole backstage?
You're no, like, well, Baker, that's because
on
that's
stage,
because someone,
you're going to be sucking their Bakersfield dicks.
On my way to the gym today, someone called me boy.
What state is Bakersfield in?
California, bitch.
Wait, when you say boy, was it like the way a gay boy is like, oh, it's a cute boy over here?
No, it was that boy, and the person who called me boy looked just like how you think he would look that would call somebody boy. You know what I mean?
What did he say?
I don't think it was intentional. My Uber was there. I didn't realize which one it was. And he was like, hey, boy, I think this is your car, your Uber. But I don't think he meant it in the way. It just...
But that's the thing. It's like, people be forgetting when you're in New York State, the moment you leave New York City...
Girl.
Bitch, you're in the red state.
Bitch.
And by the way, that... except even Staten Island in the city. And when you're in California, bitch, when you leave Los Angeles County.
But even Sacramento's like 50-50. That motherfucking can get real red real quick.
Yeah, not you in Boysville.
Boys, bitch, I'm in Boystown. Or, oh, sorry, it's not Boystown anymore. It's a people's space. What is it called?
Them's town.
Them's. You look so cute, Bob, in this little lurk. What are you lurking about for?
So I did a thing today for H&M. They've launched this sustainable fashion line. So I went to New York, and I'm in New York City, which is so great. It's my first time being back in New York City since I left. And
oh, shit.
I did a little event down there.
I saw your black one. Yeah, but the black one was very cute.
Yeah, at the Oculus. Which, by the way, that black sack is one of my outfits that I want to be launching later on. And then the black jacket was H&M. I kept the face on. So what happened was, H&M hired me to do this, and they were like, we getting dragged on. Yeah, I getting dragged. But as you know, they do not carry any women's clothes in my size.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, first of all, I did not say us. I said in my size. I didn't say our size. Oh, you don't need to be nasty about it, Monet. You don't have to be nasty about it. And also, if you act like we can walk up in H&M and we can go to the fitting room with the camera and see what you come out with. I'm not talking about a cotton knit t-shirt. I want something with no stretch and a zipper in the back. And I want the zipper all the way up off them broad ass shoulders and that chunky donkey you got, that wagon you dragging around.
Not the wagon you dragging. I'm fucking done.
So anyway, so I did some stuff in the menswear, and I was like, I still have this beard. I'm not ready to get rid of the beard anyway. So, and Layla is an expert. Layla came with me. Layla's an expert at bearded drag. So she did the doll.
I know, you look very cute. I'm like, okay, Bob, you're really living this high glam moment these days. I'm here for it.
Girl, Keisha Carr found quaking. Lucy Stuhl found quaking.
So listen, y'all, this is the dawning of a new season of Sibling Watchery. Bob is finally back with her new voce, and the fans want to hear our opinions about these new girls, Roberta.
Is that Italian for voice?
Yeah, voce.
Oh, see, look at me using context clues. All right, so I took some notes. Okay, can I just start off by saying this before we get into looks? Can I just say, and I will try to be nice. Apparently, we're not nice. And I'm like, whatever. I don't honestly, bitch. Like, part of me is like, I never said I was nice. I never said I was nice. So, like, why do I have to live up this idea of niceness?
Yeah.
That y'all are expecting. Monet's Miss Congeniality, bitch. I did not win that. I was fighting my whole fucking season, okay? I fought Thorgy. I fought Lucian Piani. I fought fucking, I fought everyone. I fought Derek Berry. I was fighting the whole fucking time. So why y'all acting brand new, bitch? I've been fighting since you fucking met me. I mean, am I lying or am I telling the fucking truth?
Girl, telling the truth, girl.
But I also do want to find a nice thing to say, because I also know that these girls are like getting into their drag journey for the very first time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
First of all, you know, Simone is doing this. There's this thing that Simone's doing when she's saying their names. I'm like, Simone, I don't know these girls. I need you to say their names clearly.
Yeah, I was in that too. I was like, it was a hard time hearing it a little bit, for sure.
Simone's like, Anjaya Paris Mahuda. And I'm like, girl, just, I need you to say Anjaya Paris St. Michael's. Or at least put the name on the screen when she said it. I was like, what the fuck is the, what are these girls' names?
Yeah, yeah. But also, all in all, I like this arcade thing. I think this is different. I love when Drag Race does a theme as opposed to a color. Like, for the better part of, like, five seasons, they've been doing colors, and I hate that. I like a theme.
No.
Yes. Yes. All-Stars 6 was a color. Right. All-Stars 5 was a color. All-Stars 4 was a color. All-Stars 3 was a color.
Well, that's All-Stars. But the season with Silky was that, like, everything was huge. Remember? Big microphone, big lipstick, big brush, big
But it was a color one. Theme, though.
It was always a color story.
No, yours isn't a color story. Season 8 was not a color story. Season 9, well, I guess it was a color story.
But, yeah, I mean, season 8, we had an aesthetic. There was an aesthetic. It wasn't necessarily based on a color. There were lots of colors in there. And it was, you know, our salon theme was really cute. I thought we had a really cute, you, y'all was a color. Y'all was neon shit.
Ours was neon. We all, like, the Drag Race fandom as a whole all agree that season 6 will forever be the best promo, best theme, best color thing. It was literally the best.
For sure.
Ever, period.
6 was great. 4 was also amazing.
All-Stars 2, they were all royalty. They were like queens, like different, like queens.
Didn't like it. I did not like it.
What?
I didn't like it.
That is an unpopular opinion.
Because they were all steel frames, so it was like, everything was like stop motion, which I didn't like.
I don't remember that. I just remember them always being like queens.
So instead of video, it was like, I remember like Jeremy and I think Jeremy and Detox were like fighting over the crown, but it's not a video. It's just two pictures of the crown going this way, this way, this way, this way.
Oh, really? I don't remember.
I didn't like that. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Simone's look? I'm not sure how it fits in the theme of games. I think it's a cool look. I just don't know how it fits into game. Or maybe she wasn't trying to do the theme because she won, so she's like, I'm not doing the theme.
Maybe
like,
she's the tickets. Maybe maybe her dress is the tickets you win and her face is a toy. Maybe. I don't particularly get this look, but also I think that she probably has a more heightened fashion sense than I do, or just a different point of view, and I don't understand what's going on here. But I mean, I don't know that I would wear this, but she better work.
I do see the ticket thing. Now you say she's the ticket. I see that in the bodice and in the drapey, and her face being a coin. Okay, I can see that.
But also, am I an art student trying to pull meaning from something that doesn't exist? Like, is that what I am? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
can see how this picture represents the moon and the sun and the Do you have an overall sense of this cast? I don't think this is, I'll start with mine. I don't think this is going to be a cast full of funny people. There seems to be one funny person in this cast right now.
Corned Beef. I mean, cornbread.
And it's not hash brown. not impossible.
Cornbread. She seems like the funny one for sure.
Like for me, as of me right now, that's the one I like. Like I'm cornbread to the end of the, like this is, she's the one that I love watching the most. I don't want to hop around. Sorry, I'm not going to hop around. But this cat, they seem really young. They seem like I think the oldest one is like 31. Man, that's how old you are, bitch.
Right. In the grand scheme of things, that's old enough.
Did you have anyone in your season older than 31?
No, bitch. I'm like, I think I was a pretty young season. Who was, Asia was the oldest one. Asia at that time was what, maybe like 32, 33?
No, Asia's my age. Asia has to be my age now.
No, Asia's like 37, 38.
Bitch, Asia's 39. She's older than me. I told you she's older than me.
I just said that.
Oh, yeah. So in my season, Betty was in her... Betty was like 39 or 40 was the oldest one for my season.
Yes, and my season was 5 years ago. Oh, my God. My season was 5 years ago. So, Bitch, Asia is... Asia's 38. I mean, Asia was 33. So the oldest person of my season was 33.
Yeah, I guess that is him. But back in the... You know, they had people like Charlie Hayes in her 50s... Latrice Bianca. In her 40s,
yeah.
Bianca in her late 30s. Bianca was in her late 30s. Bianca was in her mid. Bianca was like my age now, or maybe a little bit younger than I am now.
No, so Bianca was definitely, she was like 38.
No, because she's 42 now, Monet.
Is she?
Let me see. Bianca Del Rio age. She's 46.
Yeah, so then Bianca won Drag Race about like 7 years ago. So she was like about...
Drag Race 2 years before me, and I won 6 years ago. She won 8 years ago. She was 38. You're right. Wow, drag me.
I can't do the Millie Rock, but I'm Millie rocking, bitch. I'm Millie rocking, bitch.
Anyway, I just don't think this season, this cast does not seem very funny. And I know that's not the only thing you need to win Drag Race.
But it's a big part of it. RuPaul, literally every time RuPaul leaves, he's like, make me laugh. Literally, Michelle is like, we want you to be fucking stupid. We want y'all to like, literally, laughter is, I would say laughter is 65% of the Drag Race battle. Like, being funny
I was going to say 70. It's a lot of it. It really is a lot of it. It is a big part of being on Drag Race. And this cast, they just did not seem like they had the ability to think on their feet at all. When they kept being like, what's the strange thing about you? They were all like, damn. I know they're asking a hard question. Damn. Money, what do people think when they first see you?
When people first see me, they think, wow, this bitch is big and she black. Double homicide.
Damn. What is the biggest misconception about you?
The biggest misconception about me is that I am just a fashion queen. I mean, I know my clothes and my outfits were really stunning, particularly in season 10. But I mean, look at me. Like, I'm more than just my outfits. I'm also funny. I'm also effervescent. And I'm also a top.
What is the strangest thing about you?
The strangest thing about me? I don't know if I can say this on camera. I like mustard.
And what is your superpower?
My drag queen superpower. Bitch, if I could, it would be to fucking Thanos snap my fingers and put my fucking, make my makeup disintegrate onto my face. And then take it off too. Thanos snap, makeup off, Thanos snap, makeup on.
Yeah, and with that, you would be the best Meet the Queens from this season. And that's tea. That's fucking tea. Let's look at these looks, bitch.
Let's go to Alyssa Hunter. Number one from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
San Juan, Puerto Rico. So let's talk about the arcade look versus the board game look. That's what we're going to call them. You can either call them Meet the Queen versus the promo or the arcade versus the board game.
Yeah.
Her arcade look is... Uh-huh. I don't really like either one of these. There's just so much going on. There's like five patterns and there's like ribbon and there's like a plane on her head. There's
I think it's like a fun fascinator.
Also with like the plainest shoes I've ever seen with an outfit this busy.
I definitely like her reveal look. I think in the reveal, like, I get the story of it being like a, she has like the wires on her right leg, like they're like the jumble of controller wires. And like, I think she has like electric bolt patterns. I think, again, to similar like electricity games current. Yeah. I like her reveal look, but her promo look is not my favorite. I don't like the cape. And I wish if she would have made the shoes and the leggings, spat things, one pink fabric, then that would have made her look longer and it would elongate her. And then her titties look really small. So I'm not really a big fan of the promo look, but the arcade look, I think it's cute. I think it works for the brief.
If there's one thing a drag queen will do, it is spend $100 million and 1,000 hours on their outfit and just grab a pair of shoes.
Any shoes, bitch. Any shoe you can buy. I mean,
they will contact every designer. They will meticulously hand stone the garment. They will stitch it with their hand. They will cry blood into it. They will lift it up to the gods. They will pray for it. They will do all this stuff. And they will just grab a pair of shoes, pair of any pumps they can find, and put them on their feet. I think you're right. These outfits both have a lot going on. Like in her promo look, she kind of looks like a bug a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I'm not crazy about this look, but I also wrote in the thing. It was really interesting that she named herself after Alyssa Edwards. We are definitely in the realm of queens who are almost all directly inspired by Drag Race.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we saw that so probably there's so.
I am one of those queens. I just want to be clear. Same. I am a queen who was inspired by season one of Drag Race. So I'm not saying anything, but like it is really interesting.
Yeah. Shall we move on to
and she also said the strangest thing about her is that she eats a lot. And I was like, that's not strange. Eating isn't strange.
But also she's 26 and it's the first Puerto Rican queen we've had in a long time. It's been a long time since the queen from Puerto Rico has come onto the show. So I love that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Was Nyssha Lopez the last Puerto Rican? That's not possible. There's no way Nyssha Lopez.
No. I feel like she was Nyssha season. Who was on season 9? That was Puerto Rican. No Puerto Rican queen season 9. Season 10, Vanjie was from Florida or Texas, wherever she said she was from.
Is she Puerto Rican?
Vanjie's Puerto Rican by blood, yeah, but she didn't come from Puerto Rico. She's born and raised in America. Season 11, no. Season 12, no. Season 13, no. I think Nyssha Lopez. I mean, but Nyssha Lopez would claim Chicago. She didn't claim Puerto Rico. The last one was season 6. Lanesha Sparks.
No, Cynthia Lee Fontaine is.
Oh, yeah, Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Yeah, yeah. Cynthia was the last one. Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So let's move on to Angeria Paris Van Michaels.
Van Michaels, Cartier Deluxe Dupree.
This name is wild. Very in her southern. Arcade, look, she looks like a vampire.
Yeah, like definitely like a villain. She looks very villainous.
But like a camouflage vampire. I don't understand. Like, I never thought about patent leather mixed with camouflage before.
Me either.
And but also, I want to say this. It was kind of shady to have the girls. Like, I don't think drag is really meant to be sat down in a chair in. Let the girls just stand up for the promo videos. I mean, yeah. We sat for my promo videos too. And luckily enough, I happened to be in an outfit that worked for that. But like, watching Angeria try to sit down with this promo look on with this huge thing in the back, I was like, let this girl stand. Let her stand up.
Her whole promo look reminds me a lot of Jada's from her season. I don't know why I just get Jada. Mm-hmm. I like
the promo that. Look. The pageant.
Yeah, the pageant. And I guess their promo looks didn't have to be board game or game inspired. The promo looks kind of just were whatever you wanted it to be, it seems like.
Yeah, I thought she was older than she was. And when she said she was on the school bus during the first episode of Drag Race, I said, you was on the school bus during the first season of Drag Race?
But, yeah, but I think and she's probably kind of in high school.
I mean, I thought she was my age, and I was not in school. I wasn't on a bus. I was in between shifts at Jekyll and Hyde Club when I saw RuPaul's
Drag Race. Yeah, I think her reveal look is on the simpler side, but I mean, I think it works. I'm not a big fan of camouflage print. Y'all have never seen me wear camouflage. I just don't think it's flattering on my body. Maybe I just haven't found a way to work it. So camouflage is not my thing, but I do like the vinyl. I think that the vinyl look is cool and it does feel like villain gamey. And her promo look again reminds me a lot of Jada's. A lot of girls had this like yellow vine. What was this yellow vine theme? Was that you think that was in the prompt?
Maybe it was in the mood board, you know?
You're right, right.
She's one of the ones who was not able to get on her feet real quick. She was just like, damn.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, bitch, I did my Meet the Queens, Joe Gorbino will tell you this. When I did my season, my All-Stars for Meet the Queens, I was in such a bad mood and Joe makes fun of me all the time. And then if
no,
I
come season, on, this doesn't sound like you at all. Hold on, let's Nick just got here. No, you were in a bad mood. No, I do not believe that.
I was in a bit of a bad mood. And my season 10 one, I was great. But if you look at my season 10 one, Joe didn't tell me, Bob, I had a big piece of blue lipstick on my right tooth the entire time. And no one told me.
Well, the thing about you, Monet, is you would tell you, Monet, there's lipstick on your tooth. And you'd be like, it's part of the look. You would, dig your heel from the ground. You'd be like, I meant it that way. That's what I wanted. One time, just so you know, one time Monet was... Monet was at Industry, this bar here in New York City. And Monet had something happens a lot with drag queens. You'll wear one outfit to the club and you get there, you'll change. So Monet took off her outfit and her panties were down. But what happened was Monet, when she went to go put on her leotard, she didn't take her panties off. This happens, every drag queen goes, oh shit, I forgot to take my panties off. So then you see your panties sticking out under your leotard. So Monet pulled her panties down, but she didn't take them off. And then she put the leotard on and pulled it up. So imagine if you put your feet into the underwear and then put the leotard on top of it and pulled it up, and the underwear are just sticking out of the side. So I said, Monet, you forgot to take your panties off. Your panties are like sticking out of the side. So instead of being like, oh, Monet goes, yeah, actually I meant to do this and I wanted to do this. She did the entire show like that. And then she did, just to be as ridiculous as possible, I'm not kidding y'all, she did the next three shows like that. The next three shows. Yes, you did. I came back and you still, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And when it was like, I think it looks cute.
Listen, you have to commit to the bit. If you start, listen, y'all, if y'all start bit, you have to commit to the bit. Don't be a punk. Don't live the bit. Commit to the bit.
And I'm here to tell you, no matter how far down the wrong road you've gone, you can always go back, okay? So let's get into Bosco. Bosco is from Seattle, Washington. She is 27 years old. Her arcade look is great. This sexy red thing.
Ooh, so sexy.
So good. Yeah, she's giving me like Naomi Smalls. She is. This looks great. I love this look. I love the wig. Is it like a mullet?
I'm so into mullets right now, and everything Bosco. Bosco's look was sexy. Bosco felt sexy. The only tiny thing I would change, and I know it's probably hard to find it because I don't know how big this bitch's feet are, but if the boots were red patent leather to match the outfit, that would have been perfect. But other than that, I think she looks great.
I agree. Or just get pumps and then do boot covers. I mean, a boot cover looks good. I want a boot cover, you know?
Yeah, boot covers can. But that's because you got them. I've seen some bitches with boot covers. I've had them, but they are questionable as fuck. And if you can't nail a boot cover, don't do it. I think she's like, you know what? Let's just do this.
I can't say that I love her promo look. I'm not even sure what I'm. It kind of looks like someone's just holding a dress in front of her.
Do you think this was, oh my God, do you think this was done in post?
No, because she was one of the girls who couldn't sit down because her dress was too tight. So she was like leaning against the chair. And also I think if you have, there's a reason why, if you'll notice, Naomi Smalls does not wear gowns like this because there's a way to be like really slim and do drag without padding, but it's about cutout. Like look at the way the cutout goes around her hip in this red outfit. It makes it look like there's a hip going on.
Yeah.
But in the gown, you lose that completely. So she's just up and down. And she has this weird shape kind of coming. So there's no shape to her body, not even her shoulders.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't get why she has those strings around her wrist either.
I don't get it. You see, and maybe when these girls post them on Instagram, they put like a whole story explaining it. So y'all, so we don't see that. We're going off of the pictures, what we're seeing. I know that's a big thing. Our girls post like a fucking paragraph, a dissertation under the look. Well, what I was going for was the feel of the moon and the Jupiter in the seventh house, because when Aries was in Mercury, we don't know all that. We're just looking at the picture and seeing what we see.
Y'all heard it here. Monet says she does not follow none of these basic hoes on Instagram. You heard it here. So it's also interesting to me when they asked her, what's the weirdest thing about you? And she said, the weirdest thing about me is that my boyfriend has a horse and I love it. And like, the weirdest thing about you is that your boyfriend owns a horse and you like the horse. And then she said, what's weird about me is that I'm from Montana. And I was like, none of this is weird.
None of this is weird. I think I'm chucking it up to a little bit of nerves, Bob. Let's just say everyone's nervous, because I'm like, again, and this is, y'all, the Meet the Queens and all this stuff, this is like the part where you like find the queen that you're gonna root for because you fall in love with their personality. Of course, more happens when the show happens, but the Meet the Queens normally serves as, like, remember when Bob's Meet the Queen came out in season 8, I was like, even if I didn't know this fucking bitch, I'd have been like, that one, like, because it was just so great.
Let's put some respect on my name.
I would, because you were just so infectious and like your personality. I was like, oh my God, I really like this person. And none of these queens, and then Meet the Queens, have given me that, like, oh, I'm gonna
bitch, call me Omicron because I'm infectious, honey. I saw this thing today. It was like, may your career be like coronavirus, always changing, staying ahead of the game, constantly evolving. Anyway, Bosco wanted us to know that she's slutty. It was very important that Bosco told us that she's slutty. That was very important. Honestly, that's going to get Bosco a lot of fucking sex on the road. It's going to get Bosco a lot of sex on the road.
You say that. We should interview Charissa May and see if everyone's asking about her big Spanish sausage, girl. Charissa May. Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's look at Daya Betty.
From Springfield, Montana, or Missouri?
Springfield, Missouri.
Missouri, Miss Sour Eye. Okay, I like Daya Betty's reveal look. I love the hair. The hair is my favorite. The hair is really dope. I don't really care for the print on the dress, but I stand a monochromatic moment. Monochromatic, mm-hmm. I love when hair matches the outfit, matches the shoe. That always speaks to me. So I like it for those reasons.
To be honest, I like both these looks, or kind of. The one about the promo look that I'm not crazy about is that she isn't wearing any amount of shapewear. Not a bra.
I think she is.
Of course, not a hip, but she's not. I know she wasn't wearing any shapewear. I remember when she sat down, I was like, she's not wearing any shapewear. And I was like, it just seems like she just put that on her body. She just put that suit on her body.
Well, Bob, we are in a time where people are like, that's my drag. My drag is I don't wear breasts. I don't wear corsets. I don't wear shapewear. I don't wear hips. I just put clothes on. That's my drag.
I'm not saying that it's bad because I have moments where I don't shape my body, but I wear an outfit that works to not shape my body for my drag.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, for example, we just visited Little Miss What's-Her-Name, who did not wear any shapewear. Bosco, ooh. But she was wearing something that complimented her. Like, for example, in my promo, I wasn't wearing shapewear, but I was wearing that big skirt, so it didn't matter. And I had on a corset. I just lied. I just fully lied to prove a point. I just lied hardcore. I had a corset. I had on fit. I had on tights. I was wearing Spanx. I just lied so hard. I was like, I'm about to prove my point. I'm about to gaslight the fuck out of these fans.
I love this pink mullet rocker chic thing. I love, love, love.
Oh my God, I can't. Really cool. I just know that when we fucking do some Robert tour, it's going to be you in a mullet every fucking town. The whole time. I can't.
I have three. They're all human hair. Because they're mullets, the maintenance is so minuscule. I just look really fucking kind.
You know, SZA dropped the album I Hate You.
It's not an album, it's a single, and that's so she released three songs. I Hate You, Nightbird, and Joni about 5 months ago. No. First of all, I Hate You is his only single. The other two are just on SoundCloud, bitch, and they've been out for a very long time. And SZA, she put this out as a joke, and it just speaks to the power of SZA because now it is like one of the number one most streamed songs in the world right now.
When me and her were talking earlier on the three with Rihanna, she called it an album by mistake. So and if you're wondering if I hate you, I do. Let's go on to Deja Sky. Can I say, Deja I think, Deja Sky's, I actually like both her outfits. I just don't like the hair on the first. The hair doesn't make sense with this first outfit. This poodle.
The promo?
This poodle fetish hair. For the reveal, the arcade look. It doesn't seem to make sense with the outfit.
Yeah, I don't really get the hair with that then the outfit for the reveal for sure. The reveal is looking not my favorite. Her fucking promo look. I love this promo look. I think it looks really cool. I love the exaggerated shoulders. I love the top. I love
She sells her own stuff. She sells her own stuff. Yeah, she started off being like, I made all this. She is the oldest queen from the season at the ripe old age of 31. And the only thing about this, her hair is very giving Cindy Lou Who in the promo. It's giving Cindy Lou Who tease.
Her outfit is giving very like period, like Victorian or whatever that time period is, and the hair doesn't quite match it. She should have done like a Marie Antoinette kind of hair, but I guess that's also a little played out. She wanted to be a little different. I get it. I think she looks great though. I love this promo look a lot.
Okay, she says with her, the queen that really tickled me pink. She said, the Fresno scene is very diverse. We have campy queens, we have comedy queens, and then you have me right in the middle. I'm like, bitch, you just named the same kind of queen twice. She was like, we have campy queens, we have comedy queens.
That's not true.
That's like being like, That's like her being like, let me tell you right now, honey, the fresco scene is very diverse. We have queens who can dance and queens who can move their bodies to music and rhythm. And then you have me. Honey, we have fashion queens and queens who love the way clothes look on their body. I know you right now, babe. We got queens who sing and queens who can phonate in a melodic way that sounds really good. Those are the kind of queens we have in Fresno.
Just because you can't, it does not mean you're funny. And we know a lot of those queens. And I want you to say their names right now.
We do not need to talk about it. I'm not trying to drag Tina Burner on this fucking podcast. And also, her weird thing about her was my favorite answer.
What would you say? Goes,
honestly, I love anime porn. I love anime porn. It's
did
so
she funny. Really say that?
She fully said, I love anime porn. I was like, honestly, you better work.
You know, I'm not really big into animal porn. Wait, I mean, animal or anime?
Okay, just whoa. We need to backpedal.
What did she say?
Like anime.
I was trying to be really nice. I was
she
like,
didn't say animal porn.
Okay. That's I was trying to be nice. I was like, I'm not really into animal porn. Good for you, whatever.
I don't want to kink shame anybody. Animal porn would just be two animals fucking and not a person fucking an animal. But it'd be strange. But yeah. No. And also one other thing, I don't think she thinks she's gonna win. Because every other queen was like, I'm the next drag superstar. She was like, well, I mean, if I even do win, I mean, winning is great, but like,
you know, I was getting that energy too from responses. And I was like, I was surprised that production like kept that in. Like, usually you want to keep someone being super confident, but I guess, bitch, if your whole thing was that, like, what can they do? Like, it is what it is.
So also back in the day, y'all, they used to film the promo after the first girl got eliminated. So
that was me.
In the promo, there was one girl pretending like she won Drag Race. So on my season, it was Nacia Lopez had been eliminated. And during the promo, she was the only one acting like she might win Drag Race when she knew for a fact she wasn't going to. And then they started, because she lost. She had already been eliminated. But now, like, over half of the girls have been eliminated. And there's like four girls who might win. And the rest of the girls they're like, why are you going to win? And they fully know they lost.
I know.
They fully 100% know they lost. And they're like, I'm going to win because blank, 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 blank.
In my season, it was Vanjie and Calorie had been eliminated. And then the rest of us were all in the running. But those two bitches had to pretend. So Vanjie's a fucking liar. Go back and look at that season 10 Meet the Queens. That bitch knows she was a fucking winning and Calorie. So call them bitches out.
Drag her. We have Jasmine Kennedy from New York City.
New York she's 21 City. Years old.
You know what? This is the person that's ever been one New York City queen. And she's 21 years old, which means that when I was working in the city 10 years ago, she was 11.
Oh my God.
Which is probably why I don't know her.
Yeah.
I left the New York City scene probably 5 years ago when she was literally still in high school. So it's clear to me why I don't know Miss Kennedy. But she is the lone representation of New York City this season.
In New York City. I've never heard of Jasmine Kennedy. I never worked with her. I never met her ever. But she's the only one representing New York City this season. And I mean, obviously even though I'm an LA girl, I'm still a New York City queen, obviously rooting for my hometown. So I hope that she turns the party. And I love her promo look. I mean, her reveal look. I love the one glove. I love the rings. I love the colors. I think she looks great in her reveal look.
If it was just a cocktail dress, I would like it. I don't know what's going on at the bottom of this garment.
Agreed.
And her laugh was really tickling me. The way she kept, like, her laugh in the, like, the way she kept laughing during the reveal was just tickling me pink. She has an Aquarius energy where it's like almost, and like in Aquarius Meet the Queen, there was like a performative amount of confidence that Aquarius doesn't really do anymore. I think also Aquaria was really young. She was like trying to do what you think you're supposed to do. It's this like really overperformed confidence that I was seeing. Her Meet the Queens was probably the wildest ride. There, I was kind of like, what? Because like there was the talking that was like all overlapping for comedic effect, obviously. But I was like, this bitch is just talking. She's just talking.
Yeah. That I have heard that she in the New York City space, she's like a really good dancer. Like she's known for like fucking turning dancing out, like flipping around, backflips, mm-hmm. a backflip into a split. Like I heard she's a really good dancer.
She did a backflip in her catwalk during the reveal.
Yeah, she's really good. Don't you wish that you and I did gymnastics as kids? Bobby, imagine if you and I did gymnastics as kids. Bitch, right now our drag would be wild. We would be, imagine if all you did all the things that you do right now successfully. You're so funny, you're so all those things, and you could fucking do a backflip into a car, into a split. It would be insane.
I do think about that a lot. That'd be so cool. It'd be a nice trick to bust out. But I mean, the backflips will get you pretty far in life, but only so far. I mean, she did do that amazing backflip in the promo, which is a remarkable feat of gymnastics. I don't think a single queen who has won Drag Race has ever done a backflip.
That's not true.
Who?
Violet can do a backflip.
Sonique. Sonique can do a backflip.
Oh, Sonique. Right. Into a split. Watching Sonique perform is so hot.
Wild.
It's just so sexy. She's the epitome of sex.
And you know, and you and I both know damn well Violet can't do no backflip. I don't know why you said that shit.
In her little lyra, she can do a little backflip.
Rolling in a lyra and doing a backflip are not the same thing. A backflip is a thing where you're on the ground, your feet come off the ground, and they get, oh, Evie. Evie can do a backflip. Never mind.
Evie, wow. Not erasing Evie. You are just like these fans. You have done Evie so wrong this entire time. This is disgusting.
Shut the fuck up. Start with a big glass and shut the fuck up. How about that?
Georgia
is 20. She's 21 years old. She's from Nashville, Tennessee. Apparently, she's very tiny. She says something in her thing. She goes, "There's never been a short Latina winner." Bitch, do you think Bianca's tall?
People think Bianca's bigger than she is, but Georgia is, Bob, she's like small. She's like 5'0", 5'1". She's a tiny, tiny person. Bianca's like 5'6".
Yeah, Bianca's, but 5'6" is tiny.
Or maybe Bianca's not 5'6". Bianca's probably like a 5'7".
Jacob, is Bianca the same height as you?
No, Bianca's definitely taller than Jacob.
Yeah, she may be like 5'7". But yeah, her look, I mean, I like her promo look way more than her reveal look.
I disagree. I like the reveal look more than the promo look.
Interesting. I don't know what this pom-pom is she's holding, but I like it. I love it. It's kind of giving me plastique tease a little bit, to be honest.
I don't like it. It just makes her whole hand disappear. So it looks like her hand is going into this pink cloud, and it just makes her look even smaller than we already know that she is. So I'm not really a big fan of the promo look, but I love her reveal look. I think it's sexy. I love that you can see through the vinyl. I love that you're still getting body all through it. I think she looks very sexy in the reveal. But the promo look, I'm a little confused by it, to be honest.
She does this thing where she laughs at the end of all her sentences, and like she'll.
And we know you love that.
She does like a laugh.
And we know you love that.
She speaks, and I was like, "What the fuck are we laughing? What's going on? What the fuck are we laughing at?" Also, she did the thing where I don't like when girls are like, I should win because there's never been a short Latina winner. That's not a reason to win Drag Race.
It's not, but I don't think she means that literally. I think you take a little, she's just saying, I don't think she means that that's the reason I should win. I think you're being a little nitpicky.
Well, it's what she said. If someone said why she wins, it's not because you're great. It's because there's never been a short Latina winner in this time. What am I supposed to get from that? I'm not trying to be obtuse. What am I supposed to get from that? Not because you're fierce, you're sickening because you're the fierce winner. Because you know why? Because there has never been a short Latina winner this time. You know why? Because there's never been a big girl. That's why I like when Cornbread was like, I want to win, and not because I'm the big girl, because I'm the fucking best one. That's why I want to fucking win. I was like, that's it.
That's why Cornbread is a standout. So, but we'll see. Do I think that Georges may win? Maybe. I don't really know any. Like in previous seasons, I've kind of heard about girls and like kind of what they can do and like what their specialties are and like how. But this season, I have no idea about what any of these girls do besides seeing Cornbread perform in WeHo twice at this point. I don't know what anyone else can do, what the capabilities are. So I can't even gauge where they're going to land.
June Jambalaya is 29 years old from Los Angeles, California. Her reveal look, I genuinely don't know what's going on. I genuinely don't know what's going on. I'm so lost. It is a gingham pink gown over a flesh-colored short sleeve shirt, and then the gown, there's a crinoline in the gown, but then it kind of goes back under, and then there's a cape on her back that says her name. It's three different looks.
It's insane. I was like, I don't get it. It's not my fave. And again, the theme is like, for example, remember season 12 with Gigi Gordon and them? When they did their reveal looks, like all of them fit the same theme. Like none of these girls are doing anything to like match each other. So this to me is the one that's the most far removed from the theme. Like I don't understand how this works into it at all. Not really my favorite. I do love her hair and makeup though. Just love this wig, love this hair, love the makeup. But the gown and the dress, ooh, girl, no.
Girl, they said, June, which outfit do you want to wear? And she said, I can wear them both. I don't want to choose. And she really wore two different outfits at the same time. That being said, her promo look,
she everything.
Looks absolutely stunning. This Nailed bitch it. Looks amazing. This she is
amazing.
I don't want to call it too soon, but this might be the best promo look. Let me scan the room.
I think this might be the best.
This look is great. I love a monarch. I love a two-tone gown. I love the earring things, the hair, the makeup. This look is so crazy for her to have my least favorite and my favorite look.
Yeah, it's like two different girls, right? I love the promo look. I love it, love it. And you know, one of my biggest pet peeves is a bitch wearing open-toe shoes with three pairs of tights. You can see her fucking Barbie feet, and she has figured out a way to wear like the little padding shorts so she still has the shape at the bottom, but they stop like probably like mid-thigh so that she can have her feet out and look. I think she looks incredibly gorgeous in this promo look. Love it.
I will say this, because I remember her saying specifically in her Meet the Queen that she does not take criticism well. So I'm sure you're wonderful. She was like, my biggest mistake that I don't take criticism well because I get defensive. But also something else I was noticing, like she just seems so sincere, almost too sincere for Drag Race. Like she's so nice and she was just being so sweet. And she was like, you know, you just try to make it as a stylist and then you try to make it as a dancer and you get knocked down. But I think it was so many things she was saying. I was like, she just really seems so sweet and nice to be in this nasty ass workroom
and getting reviewed by these nasty bald black bitches. She's too nice. Shall we go to Kerry Colby? Bitch, there are 49 LA queens in this season.
Hey, they're pulling a New York City girl. Girl Kerry is LA. The only girl who wore the exact same look for both looks, which
and honestly, is, I'm not even bothered by it. I'm like, bitch, work.
I'm not bothered, but I'm kind of like, it just seems like a missed opportunity.
I mean, but also, bitches, money. Bitch, it costs money to get another outfit. And if you already have one that looks great, why spend the money when you don't need to?
I think if I was going to wear something that I already worn anyway, I would just wear an old outfit. Like, obviously, we've already seen this look. So if you're going to just wear something you've already worn, then just bring a nice outfit from home.
This is true. And also, she's sample size. So you could borrow something from fucking anybody.
I've met Kerry Colby, but she is very tall. I will say that. She is very tall.
Is she?
Yes, she is. She's tall. She's like my height, maybe a little bit shorter.
Work. That being said, she is stunningly beautiful.
She's somewhere between me and you. And she said that she used to look like Jafar. And I went on her Instagram, and this bitch, she fully, like, I was like, this bitch looks like Jafar. She said, the weirdest thing about me is that I used to look like my type, which is Jafar. And then I looked back, and I was like, oh, this bitch fully looks like Jafar. She better work.
Now I want to see, like her old, like, what do you mean she looked like Jafar?
her words, not mine, but I will say this. So she's one of the wonderful, openly trans performers on the show, which is so exciting to have. No, she's, no, Carrie Coby is, I mean, I don't want to like insinuate that the other people in this show are not beautiful, but she is certainly the traditional beauty of the season. Like, she is absolutely traditionally gorgeous. She's just fucking sickening.
Carrie Coby is also from the long line of Coby. Sasha Coby is one of, Sasha Coby is a legend.
She's not Coby.
Yeah, she is the Coby, and Carrie is obviously Sasha's daughter. So she comes from a lineage of really great queens. So I'm excited to see what she's bringing from that. Like if we had another the drag queen on the show from your house, we're gonna be like, oh my god, you have to live up to what Bob is and what Bob has done and who and what Bob is known for. So I'm excited to see how Carrie is gonna bring in the
Coby. First of all, I've had two of the drag queens on the show.
Who?
They both did wonderful. Monet Exchange, who is a drag, Monet, you're my drag child. Whether you want to get or not.
I'm not your drag child.
It's me or honey. and Miss Cracker. And they both, and both of you did wonderfully. Yeah, Sasha Coby's stunning. She is a wonderful Kanaka Mahu queen who lives in LA from Hawaii.
What the hell you just say?
Kanaka Mahu. It means a queer indigenous Hawaiian person. If you watch my show, We're Here, you'd know that.
I'm not seen the last episode yet. Shoot me.
It's not the last episode. It's actually the second to the last.
I said the last two episodes. I know Colorado is the last episode. So don't come for me, bitch.
Then why are you Googling right now? Why do I see your hands Googling?
Shut the fuck up. Moving on.
Can we please move on to my favorite queen of the season, Cornbread the Snack Jeté. I met Cornbread during the Ponda replay before she went off to film Drag Race. We were at Todrick's house and we were just hanging out there, and like I just ended up just gravitating to her, and we were just like laughing and just cackling and having so much fun together all night long. And I was like, bitch, we need to hang out. And then it just never happened. And I would text her, and then obviously she went away for a while, and then I went away for a while, and then we never hung out. But like, she's her Meet the Queens was my favorite one. I really enjoy her. She's another one of the fierce, amazing, openly trans women on the show. She's great. I love this. This is my queen. This is the queen. I'm unabashedly saying this is the queen I'm rooting for. I fucking love this queen.
I don't really know much about Cornbread. I've only seen Cornbread since I moved to LA. Bob and I went to a show at Abbey one time, and she was in the cast. And I also saw her in the cast of the show at Mickey's before. Both times, she was a stunning performer. She was really great, really worked the crowd, good crowd. You know, y'all who are watching this, who listen to this, who have gone to drag shows, you know when you do a drag show, and there's just one queen that the crowd just really rallies behind, the crowd just really feels. Mm-hmm. Cornbread has been that girl every time I've seen her perform. And she's great. I don't really know much about her. I don't know how long she's doing drag. I know she's from the Jetés, and I've seen the Jetés perform a bunch in LA, and they're a fierce house of girls who they're all, everyone I've seen, they're really good performers. They're fucking great. And Cornbread fits into that. And she's definitely from Meet the Queens, and her looks, I'm rooting for her for sure. Cornbread and Carrie, like, those are my top two.
Yeah, she's sickening. I think she's one of the openly trans girls on the show. I'm pretty sure she is. She said, she tweeted out, I just got teary eyed watching Glee reruns. I got to get off these hormones. I used to be a thug. Like, this bitch is funny.
Work.
Like, she's fucking funny. I love this girl. I like them. I like both of these looks. The thing about her unveil is a way of being like, without being overly extravagant, but still extravagant. This hip chain, this shoulder chain over a black cat suit. I love it. I don't understand why she's carrying a suit, a briefcase, to be honest.
It's like a deep purple. It's not black. Like a deep, deep, deep purple.
Drag me.
Yes, Cornbread does identify as a trans woman. I love.
What'd you name him? Corned beef, hash brown.
I said Cornbread.
What's it? Corn cob.
Corn the cob.
Biscuit. I love biscuit. Biscuit's a great queen. I love tortilla crust jeté.
And I love her promo look. Again, this is a theme we're seeing a lot with these like yellow vine things. I'm not too sure what it means, but I just love
it. It must have been in the mood board. clearly.
Yeah. But I love how she incorporated yeah. into the capsule, like into the shoe, into her legs. And I think she looks great. I love the colors. I think Cornbread is nailing both the reveal and the promo for sure.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Yeah. Let's move on to Lady Camden.
You know, I just call this a Drag Race California versus the world.
Girl, when she first of all, when she started speaking with a British accent, I was like, am I watching the UK? What the fuck is going on? Am I watching
Lady UK? Camden?
Lady Camden is her reveal look is like a mix between Britney and Christina, but none of the good parts.
Literally, the worst parts of both those divas.
It's really an odd moment and a bold choice yeah. with like this like really short skirt with her. Like, I guess she just wanted to show some body and let her ass hang out. But I think there's like cuter outfits that you can accomplish that in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And listen, I get it. Like, do what you can with like the resources you have. But I just thought there was a smarter way to do this. But you could have went to Marshall's or Ross and got something more flattering. And I don't think Lady Camden is tall. And this outfit, like the thigh high boots, right to where the skirt, it just makes her shrinks her body so much more. So I don't think this was a smart one for her reveal. However, the promo look, I mean, it's a promo look. I love this like this deconstructed kind of tuxedo vibe with yeah. like a tail tuxedo thing. With the mustache, I mean the top hat. So I like the promo look.
It's perfectly fine. The promo look is perfectly fine. It doesn't blow me out of the water. But if I saw the clip, I'm like, oh hey girl, work. You look good. Let's get this money. You know.
Yeah. All right. Let's go into the most controversial queen in Drag Race history.
This girl broke the internet. First of all, let's just say that I think that we will reserve most of our opinions about the controversy for our Patreon. So if you yes. want to hear all of our thoughts about the Nickelback of drag, you can go over to our Patreon. But I will say this: I came up with a catchphrase for her.
What?
You ready? She goes, "My name is Maddie Morphosis, and I put the in LGBT."
Oh my God, Bob.
Tell me that's not brilliant.
All right,
my name is Maddie Morphosis. I put the in LGBT.
And someone dubs over that and just put like cricket sounds and like just prolongs it for like 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Maddie Morphosis,
all we'll talk about is her looks for now. We'll save our thoughts about the other stuff. And also the way she was sitting in that meet and greet gathered me so. She was sitting like Julia Stiles in Save the Last Dance. she was in that Meet the Queens.
So what's good, niggas? Yeah, so I'm here on Drag Race with Bob.
Yeah, you know, I was like, girl, you better work.
I will say, her promo look is really bold and like, this is something I feel like we've never seen in a while. I don't really love, I don't know. It's giving me Martian Manhunter, but like a period Martian Manhunter. Like Mysterio. He's the green guy from DC. He's a superhero.
Gotcha. I mean, I'm into,
you're like
I'm into the, I'm the both looks are cute. The reveal look is giving me very Brooklyn-based queen. And the one over on the promo look does look like it looks very video games, Marvel comic graphic.
Yeah, for sure.
And she looks good. I just don't like this corset. I think the corset is what I
don't like the corset. For some reason.
I think it's because I don't know. It doesn't go low enough, and I feel like whenever I see a corset like a panty, I kind of want the corset to go into the panty.
I can see that. Yeah.
I wish that it cinched in more at the waist, or at least the lines went in more to make it look like it was giving more shape in the waist.
Yeah, I can see that.
But I will say this, her makeup is great. I'll give her that.
Her makeup looks beautiful.
She looks
I don't good. Really get the reveal one. I don't understand the hair cap One leg catsuit. I am not a big fan of one leg catsuits with two arms. Bitch, if you're gonna do a one leg catsuit, there should be a one leg, one arm. But you have two full arms, just one leg. It's very weird to me.
But again, we will dive more into metamorphosis.
Yeah, but I have a lot to say. And anyway,
we'll on our Patreon exclusive Henny, Orion was gathering me. So I have never seen anyone so. She was just like, she was just like, I was like, this bitch has to be stoned.
She's from Grand Rapids, bitch. They got nothing going on there. She ain't seen real people in God knows how long. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Eddie.
I'm like, she has to be completely stoned. And she, like, what does she do? She, at one point, she was like, you know, I could do all that stuff, but like, girl, I'm lazy. And I was like,
yeah, I'm like, a great thing to say on Drag Race.
What are you selling us? like, what are you selling? I'm just lazy and I don't like doing stuff. So I'm like, girl, I don't understand how I'm supposed to root for this. This is hard to root for.
Yeah. That being said, though, I love her promo look. I do not love the hair and the makeup. But this outfit, bitch, I would wear that immediately. It's hot.
Minus the glove. This dress is.
I love the glove. Stunning.
The glove is fine. It's. I think I don't like because there's just one of them, so it just kind of looks weird. But this dress is absolutely beautiful, and I do not care for her, reveal look. And I want to talk, but it feels like she doesn't do a lot of dimension on the face. It's like she was doing the old Bob Monet, no blush, no, you know.
Yeah. I'm not care for the reveal, but the promo look is dope. And I want to know who the designer is. Bitch, I want one.
Yeah, that is a great dress. And last but not least, let's wrap it up with Willow Pill, who is one of my favorite queens of the season so far. I really loved her promo. Wasn't crazy about the reveal because she is just in a sweater.
Oh my God, we know you hate a sweater. Wow, what is wrong with you?
Nigga, you wear a sweater. Well, you will. I can't stop you. But like, I love her promo look. It looks really great. She's Evie Oddly's drag daughter. Oh, Evie is a run-of-the-mill, regular old Denver drag queen. You think Brooklyn queens are crazy? Denver's like, bitch, hold my kombucha that I made myself in my basement.
I like her promo. I like her reveal look. It was like a fun look, and it fit. I mean, I feel like I would see this kid at the arcade playing games like all day long. Like I feel like Willow nailed the brief. She looks cool. Her outfit is cute. I think I love both. I think she looks great.
And her meet and greet was like laid back and fun. She wasn't trying hard, but she was still funny. She wasn't like performing, you know. What I want, her meet and greet was fantastic. I really like this queen.
I thought she was doing a thing. Got it.
No, I thought she was great. It was funny, but she wasn't like, I'm going to win because I'm BS, honey. Why would I?
Yeah.
Look at me. Why am I the next? Because look at me, babe. It was like, oh, this is like, you're doing a good job. I really enjoyed her, she's 28 years old. She looks a solid
26.
Oh, I'm not wearing my glasses. Drag me. what was your favorite look of the
Look back. My favorite? Okay, no.
I can go while you look through yours.
No. Okay, yeah, do yours.
My favorite one is June Jambalaya's promo look. I absolutely love that fucking Donna Summer bang, that two-tone dress, these earrings with like the fabric, matching fabric on them is so good. It is so good.
Yeah, I'm going to say June Jambalaya is, out of all the promo looks, if I was giving all these looks on a rack, I would wear June Jambalaya. It's my favorite that way. But for the promo and like everything else, I love Cornbread's look. I love how fierce that fucking Nude Illusion matches her, and like the contrast of different colors. So I'm gonna say Cornbread is my favorite.
What's your least favorite look?
My least favorite is definitely Diabetti, for sure. Least favorite look
out of all the looks.
Yes.
Okay, which one?
Her promo.
I mean, I think my least favorite, honestly, is probably June Jambalaya's reveal look.
Okay. You did overall look.
I can't make sense of this. I'm having a really hard time understanding what was supposed to happen.
Yeah. But diabetes promo look is pretty up there with me too. There's so much going on. She's like a gladiator, but like a Wreck-It Ralph, which I don't know. Not my thing.
Drag her.
And I think that Corbin had the best looks through and through. Like both, she nailed it both times.
Yeah, Corbin had the strongest showing for sure. Mm-hmm. Corbin is my favorite to win Drag Race right now. She's so good. She is just the one that excites me the most, for sure. For sure.
Willow Pill too. Willow Pill is really exciting. So if I had to pick a top three, they're like, oh, there's only a top three this year. I'm saying Willow Pill, Cornbread, and just because of the lineage, and I don't know a lot about a lot of these queens. I don't know where they come from or what they're good at, but the ones I've seen in real life, Carrie Colby, she's a good performer and she comes from a really good, like a strong fucking drag line of fierce mm-hmm. performers. So I would say Cornbread, Willow Pill, and Carrie Colby are my picks for top three.
That's literally the same three I pick. Literally the exact same three.
So you want to be me?
You know, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. I think the lower back pain would start to get to me after a while. But probably wouldn't be so
bad. Are you excited to do a whole nother season of Sibling Watchery?
I am. Are we going to make enemies this time? I hope not. We made it to the UK without enemies. I mean, I left halfway through before the UK fight started.
They're like, Monet is a mean, nasty, curmudgeon, black, bald, kind of fat bitch. We hate her, but I loved it.
You know, we shall see. So if you all want to hear our thoughts on
Maddie Morphosis.
Maddie Morphosis, who will be performing at a straight bar near you. If you all want to see Maddie Morphosis, if you all want to get tickets to go see Maddie Morphosis at O'Flaherty's Pub on 54th and 6th, and then Maddie Morphosis will also be doing the tailgate party after the Mets game. as well.
Work. Sibling Watchery, we out, bitch.